you've had a long history with documentary filmmaking, all the way back to Roger and Me, and then Dark Circle. What made you gravitate towards that style of filmmaking rather than narrative? You know, what was it about documentary that just caught your attention and working in cinematography and sound?
I wanted to save the world. You know, of course, that's a youthful fantasy that you can do that, but that was the motivation. I started out as a freelance writer, and I was writing nonfiction articles, and then I got into still photography because I wanted to include stills with these articles that I was occasionally selling. It was a really hard life being a freelance writer. It was hard to make a living. So from the still photography, I got interested in movies. And this is back in the 70s, and I saw some really great movies. Some of them were a combination of documentary and feature, like Medium Cool, and or documentary and fiction. And so I went to film school, and I just love making documentaries. I was never particularly interested in fiction. I've always been interested in real life, what really happens, what this world is trying to teach us, you know, and how we can help out. So it's a good, I don't know, it's been a great life for me, because it is way up and down in terms of funding and, you know, your success or failure with people and locations and all kinds of things. These things, these projects take a long time, but it's really worth it. It's not a waste, and I don't want to waste my time. I only have one life.